Zorek taka hurtsa. Umas nisim betzibur. Voin lechatchilo. The tumet zibur hu beheter. I tell you, Rashi says, Mr. Shmuel, Rashi says, biyochid, Rashi says only lechatchilo that's possible. But the average kosher, I don't know why he says it. When does Yeshua say is halacha that you need dam and you need basar? That's only by korban yochin, but by korban tzibur, Yeshua is also meida. Yeshua is meida korban tzibur since it's brought for tumah. That's the halacha that is brought for tumah. What do you mean it's brought for tumah? That even though you're not allowed to eat the basar and even though you can't burn the emurim, still you're allowed to make the zrikas adam. That's the new gzeras hakosiv that a korban tzibur is brought for tumah. So Yeshua doesn't argue on the korban tzibur. Yeshua's whole din. That the dam that you have to have boshisa lasechom habosar of yadam, that you have to have dam and you have to have boser, that's only by korban yochid. The enechlami by korban tzibur where it's the only question of tumah, the tumah holds is mutter to be brought. More bazoi now leima masnisim lo kav yosi. So so far we came out good. Our mishnah comes out good according to Yeshua. Maybe our mishnah does not come out good according to Rav Yosi. Which Rav Yosi? The Tanya. Rav Lezer Weiner had tzitz meratza al achilas. The tzitz is meratza that you're allowed to eat the meat also. We have Yosi Yom and no, as we had before, ein tzitz meratza lachilus. That if the korban, the meat is tamei, even though you're allowed to bring the zrikas adam if it's a korban tzibur, because the tzitz is meratza on the zrikas adam, but the tzitz does not allow you to eat the meat. It's not meratza lachilus. If the meat is tamei, you're not allowed to eat the meat, even by korban tzibur, you're not allowed to eat it. That's Rabbi Yosi. So now, kasalka tzitz, I thought, me the come Rabbi Yosi, since Rabbi Yosi says, ain hat tzitz meratz al achilois, that the tzitz does not allow us to eat the meat. If the meat is tamei, is Rabbi Yeshua really? The churi he holds like Rabbi Yeshua. The oma bin and tarti. That you talk, I have to have two things. You have to have dam and you have to have basar. Oy bazoi, since he's saying you need two, and he's saying the tzitz does not allow you to eat the meat, so then a korban should be possible then. His name Mahashtim Mastis like Rabbi Yosi. Our Mishnah can't come out according to Rabbi Yosi. Because now Mishnah says this korban tzibur is brought for tumah, even though you can only do the zrikas adam, but you can't eat it. So since you can't eat it, it should be possible. For the moral light, I'll tell you, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Lezer's real name. The Yom Adam Apa Pishain Bosan. No, it's no kashram. Rabbi Yosi, even though he says it sits, is not meratzer on the achilles, but the pshat is you don't need the achilles. Because he yells like Rabbi Lezer, that even though you don't have any achilles, there's no bosan at all, still, calls him on the dam has the right to be brought, even though here the dam is tamei, but for the dam for sure, the tzitz is meratza, the tzitz says you're allowed to make the zrikas adam, therefore you're allowed to make the zrikas adam, avo pi shein bosan. Yochi, if that's true, lamai hilkosa ein tzitz meratza lachilas. Why did Rabbi Yosi have to say that the tzitz is not meratza on achila? Might not mean if it is or not. If you're telling me now you do not need the achilas that Rabbi Yosi holds, that you can have this zrikas adam, even though there's no achila, there's no basar. He holds like Rebbe Lezer, so why do you have to say the tzitz not meratza? Why do I care if it is or it's not? So in the moral, the time according to you, Rebbe Lezer, the Yom Ratzitz meratza, the Chorot Shrem Rebbe Lezer anyway, Rebbe Lezer said before, the tzitz is meratza on achila. You're allowed to eat the meat. The Chorot could ask the kasha there also. Kivin the Yom Adam, afal pi shein basar. Since Rebbe Lezer, she there is, you're allowed to make a zrikas adam, even though there's no basar around. Why did he say the tzitz and meratzah are on the chila? Like, what do you have to eat it for? The chur, if you don't have to eat it, you shouldn't be allowed to eat it. So since you're not allowed to eat it, it's tumah, and you don't have to eat it, according to Rabbi Lezer, the korban is kosher, even without the achila, because the old basar b'lei dam is kosher, so what's the lach of tzitz and meratzah? The chur, you're not allowed to eat it anyway. Elamai, the teretz is, the tzitz too zay for certain things. Le mikva v'pigol. The tzitz too zay is that now you could make a pigol. It's called the meat has a koich of a heter teeth, and therefore pigle could be chal. Olafuke midei mila. So now, Kamina also that once you made the zrikas adam, now the meat has no mila. If you eat this meat, you're over in the tumah. That's true. You're not supposed to eat vosef tumah. But I call upon him, you wouldn't get mila. Because I call upon him, the dam, the zrikas adam, helps for this vosem. That's called the zrikas adam, helps for the achilles. That means it makes this meat ois kochi Hashem. The mila goes off it. If you eat it now, there's no mila. So, Mela, there is an afkamina. Even though you told me you don't have to eat the meat, and you're not allowed to eat the meat, but an afkamina, if the tzitz is maratzer on it, zay it makes tiggle on it, and then what did it take? So, it did mila. Alright, stop here.
Rashi says, le mikveyu betigle means, the kaimalon we hold, im yesh psulacha bekorbin, shechishev boy machshev is pigle, ain't a nikva betigle. This chayat chorus alichilosei. Like we had before, if when you make your korban, if you have other machshavas besides the machshavas of pigul, as again, pigul is that b'shas you make the, you do one of the dalal avodas, either shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrikam, you have in mind that one of the achilas, either the haktorah, the burning of the amurim, or else eating the meat, you're going to do chutzlas manli, it's the wrong time. Instead of doing it in 2 days, you'll do it in 3 days. If you have that machshava, the korban is posel. Because of din pigul, and if you eat the meat, there's a chiyuv koros. Now the din pigul is only, if that is the only thing you had wrong, any other machshava pasles, any other pasles, takes away the din pigul. See, that it's tomei, there's another psul involved. So once we say that tzitz is maratza, that tzitz makes it that there's no psul pigul, you're allowed to burn it, machum's din of pigul, therefore if you made pigul, a machshava's pigul, it would be chal pigul in the korban. It's not considered there's another psul here also that will take away pigul. Rather, we say that tzitz is maratza, and therefore it could be chal the din pigul on this meat. Yeah, just on top of the Gemara, the top of the Yom, it said kan be yochid, kan be tzibur. So Rashi explains that by the korban yochid, that's when you need the tzitz to be maratza. Therefore, the chetchila it's psula, but if you make the dam zrigas dam, it's kosher. Mashenkin kan be tzibur means Rabbi Yeshua holds by a korban tzibur and echnam the din is that is hutra. Hutra means that you do not need a tzitz to maratza. Therefore, it's mutti even to have the achila. Therefore, it's good al mishnah. Mishnah comes out good according to Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua also holds that the tzibur the din is a hutra.
So again, Tabka Morgan, out a few lines, start over again. Rav Yosi, Morris says, the second line, name of Masnissim like Rav Yosi. Our Mishnah does not go like Rav Yosi. The Tanya, we learned in Abraisim. We have a lot of wine there. Had tzitz marat sal achilas. The tzitz that the Kohen Gadol is wearing, or even when he's not wearing, is matter that even when the achila, when the bosta was tamei, you're allowed to eat it now. It's marat, not eat it. But it's called Marat Talachilus. It has a shame Achila on the bosom. Rabbi Yosi Yoimer ain't that tis Marat Talachilus. No, the tis does not help. Anything that's Achila, you can eat, the tis doesn't help for that. The tis only says that when the dam is tome, you're allowed to make a zrika even though the dam is tome. Now, Kosalka Daitoch, need to come Rabbi Yosi, since Rabbi Yosi says, ain't that tis Marat Talachilus, the tis does not help for an Achila, for any of the bosom that's tome. The tzitz cannot help for that. Of Zoik Rabbi Yeshua Surulay. Like, why did he say the tzitz does not help for the achila? Mashma, you need an achila, you need the bosa there, and it's telling you of the bosa. It's telling me it doesn't help, because the bosa, it's like it's not here, since the tzitz does not help you. The Yomar, he holds like Rabbi Yeshua Shita, that bin entirety. You have to have two things. The what you have to have, dam, and you have to have bosa. That's what the Havamin of what Rabbi Yosi holds. Of Zoik, Neima Hashta, Masisim, like Rabbi Yosi. So the Zoya al Mishnah does not come out according to Rabbi Yosi, like Rabbi Yosi. Because according to Rabbi Yosi, since you have to have both, and a Zrikas Dam and Achilas Bos, you have to have both. And here you don't have both, since the meat is tummy, and he holds that Tzitz is not Maratza and Achilas, so you don't have any Achila here. So according to the Mishnah, cannot come out like Rabbi Yosi. So where it says Loi, Rabbi Yosi, I tell you, Rabbi Eleza Srulei. Rabbi Yosi really holds like Rabbi Eleza. The Yomar that says you don't need both. One alone is enough. The Yomar, he says, Dam Apple Pishain Bosser. We have less a sheet we had before was Dam. Even though you only make the Zrikas a Dam, and you don't have any meat, all the Bosser was Tomei, still is good. Maybe Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Eleza. Fred Gemara, Ihochi, if that's true, that Rabbi Yosi holds like Rabbi Eleza, Lamai Hilcha Sayin that Tiz Maratz al Achilas. Why does he have to say that the Tiz does not help on the Achilas, the Bosser? Like, if you're telling me you don't need the bosser, so why does he have to tell me that tzitz doesn't help for the achilas? So what's not to mean if it does or it doesn't? Like Rashi speaks out, to eat the meat, that's for sure you're not allowed to eat it. Calls the mind that meat is tummy, you're not allowed to eat this meat that's tummy. But the only question is it considered like it's roy to do an avoid with it? So if you tell me now you don't need the bosser, what do you have to tell me that tzitz is not marat? So why do I care if it is or it's not? You don't need the bosser altogether. So the more of the time, if you're asking such a question, the Latin, according to your svarim, Rabbi Eleza, according to Rabbi Eleza, the Yomar Atzitz Maratza, he says yes, the tzitz does help for the achilas, for the bosser. Now the question is, Kivan the Yomar Dam, Afa Pishain Bosser, since Rabbi Eleza sheet himself is, that all you need is just Zrikas Dam, even though there's no bosser altogether there, Abazoy Atzitz Maratza al achilas. That the Rabbi Eleza says the tzitz does help for an achilas. It does something for the bosser. Now like Rashi says, Chiti can't eat the meat. If the meat is tummy, you're not allowed to eat it. So the question is, Lamai Hilchason, what does Rabbi Lezer mean to say that tzitz helps for an achilas? Hamanashuk. To eat it, you're not allowed to. To tell me that you need the boss, so you don't need the boss, according to Rabbi Lezer. He holds you can have a zrikas dam without any boson. So what's the nafkamina? What's the difference to tell us that tzitz helps on the oichlin? The teretz is, it does mean something. El lamikfe the pigle. It makes nafkamina for pigle. The pigle, like Rashi says, we had before, the din pigle is only chal if during one of the avoidists, either the shchita, the kabbalah, the zrika, the locham, you had a mind, the kohen had a mind, that he's going to do one of the achilas shleib bezmanai. He'll eat it the third day, or he'll burn it the wrong day. That's called pigle. But it has to be that there's nothing else wrong with this korban, only the machshavas pigle. Everything else was done good. Let's say here, if the bosser is tamei, so you're not allowed to make aktorim, so that should be another psul. There should be a psulia that the korban is tamei, so it shouldn't be chal pigle. And that we say no. Since the tzitz helps for the achilas, so we consider as if the bosser is still here. If the bosser is still here, there's no psul in the bosser, therefore the din pigle could be chal. Enu adinu lafuke midei mila. To nafkamina this meat. The meat, when you make a korban, stamazoi the korban is klushas aguf, that if you have any handor, any enjoyment from a korban, there's a nisa mila. So we say, after you make the zrika sadam, that's matter the boss of achila. That makes it now the boss that doesn't have the gdusha zaguf anymore, and therefore there's no issa mila. Now here, even though this boss is tummy, and you're not allowed to eat the boss, but it's an afkamina, if somebody eats it, is he over the issa mila? So that's where Rebbe Lezer says, that the tzitz is maratza on the achilas means that the zrika sadam you made makes it that the boss doesn't have an issa mila anymore. So achatz an afkamina. Even though for the korban itself there's no nafkamina, but the nafkamina, if somebody eats this meat, is he over the yisra mila or not? So Rabbi Lezer says, no, he's not over the yisra mila. Since the tzitz is maratz on achilas, nageyati achila, we consider like the meat is hutter already, the zrika made that there is no more yisra mila, so that's a nafkamina. The marakim, ulafuka ne mila kemifuga, this is the machlokes. Rabbi Lezer holds maratz at tzitz, that the tzitz does help alavayu. The tzitz helps on these achilas. Any boser that's tummy, even though you're not allowed to eat it, but the tzitz makes it that the boser is roi for korban, and therefore it's chal pigul, and therefore mila goes off it. O mishavile kitor, it makes the meat as if it's a tor, o kavor lo pigul, the male of pigul could be chal here, o mafik leimide mila, who adin, there's no yes to mila anymore in this boser. Since the zrika helped for this boser, even though the boser is tummy, that's called the tzitz is maratza on the achilon. So the yisra mila goes off the meat. If you eat the meat, so you're only over the yisra, you're eating tomatic meat, but you wouldn't be chayiv mila, there's no yisra mila on it. For Rabbi Yossi Sava, no. Loi merata tis alavayu. He else know that tzitz cannot help you for the meat. The tzitz only helps that the zrikas adam for the dam helps. But for the boser, it doesn't help at all. Vemelav loi mishavi le kitor. This meat is not called roi for korban. It's tomatic meat. It's not like a tzardik meat. Vemelav loi kabo le pigum. If the Ukraine had a machshavas pigle, b'shashi made this rikum, he had in mind to eat it 3 days from now, it's not chal pigle, because there's another psul in this korban, there's a psul tuma chal on the basa. For le mafik le midei mila, who adin you do not take off the yisra mila from this meat. Since this meat is tummy, so this rikum does not help at all for this meat. He doesn't hold the tzitzis maratza for the achilas. This is the nafkamina. The more mask of Lord Rav Mori, Nihina midu Rav Yossi, even if you want to tell me that Rabbi Yossi Shita, the whole the tzitz does not help for the oilim, his shita is not help for the oilim, still you want to tell me he holds like Rabbi Lezer that you can have dam even though you do not have any basar. Nina midu Rabbi Yossi sovach Rabbi Lezer, bishlei mezvachim ikadam. By our Mishnah, by the Karbonis Sivar, even though the meat is tamei, and you're not allowed to eat the meat, still is good why the carbon is kosher. Because Rabbi Yossi also like Rabbi Lezer, that dam, afal pishein boser, as long as you have dam, if you have something, you make a zrikas adam, that makes the carbon kosher. So by a zevach, by a carbon, you have dam. Oimer, nami, iku kaimitz. By a carbon, oimer, that's like a mincha. By the mincha same, you make a kemitza, you take a handful of the flour, and you put it on the mizbeach, so you're doing some avodah, that's why it's called a good carbon. The lechem upon him, you have every Shabbos, the 12 chalis, there's also something that you put on the Mizbeach. You take the Bezichim, that's this jar that has the Levoina, the spice inside it, and that they burnt, that's called Akhtara. So even though it's Betumah, you make this Akhtara, it's called something was done. But the question is, Ela Shteyalechim, but on Shavuos, when you bring the Shteyalechim on Shavuos, Ma'ikalameimah, what can you say there? Hey, the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, there's no Akhtar at all. All they did with the Shtei Alechem was, you brought it on Shavuos, and you put it down in the base of Migdish, and they made it tenufa. They used to pick up the Shtei Alechem, that's all. Nothing was burnt at all upon the Shtei Alechem. So the kasha is, how could you say the Shtei Alechem, this carbon, this mincham, could be brought, even though it's Tamei? Look, the only thing they did by the Shtei Alechem was eat it. And now if you're telling me if it's Tumah, and you can't eat it, so what does it help? How does the Shtei Alechem help? There's nothing here. There's nothing here to be mati. You're not doing anything. Hey, you don't have any Zrikas Dan, you don't have any Akhtara here. It's only a fact, can you eat the Shtei Alechem? And since Reb Yossi says, no, you can't eat it. And he holds the tzitz is not merasa, tzitz does not go on the Yechlin. So when you bring the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, it's just the regular mincha. And all you're supposed to do is just make it snoof and pick it up and eat it. Here that you can't eat it, it should be considered like you didn't bring it. Is Ma'ikla Meimer, how could our Mishnah say the Shtei Alechem is kosher, it's brought betumah? What do you mean it's brought betumah? Because the only thing to be done is to eat it, and you can't eat it. And the tzitz doesn't help you for the Yechlin, so what do you mean you have a Shtei Alechem? The Chitayma, maybe you want to tell me, Lekaravi Mohen, that they brought the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, there's the Kitzei Ateres, you brought two Shlomims with it also. So maybe that's what it means. And this Kitzei Ateres, the two Shlomims you bring, is only kosher if you have the Shtei Alechem there also. So Nafka Mina is, even though it's Tumah, still it's considered like it's there. For at the Gemara, it's only telling me that you could bring the Kitzei Ateres, Hainu Shalmi Tzibur. Our Mishnah already said that. The Mishnah said that the Shalmi Tzibur, the Shlomim that you bring on Shavuos, could be brought Betumah. In Cain, if that's the case, Hevel Lo Abor, there's only four cases. Like Shtei Alechem don't belong in the Mishnah. There's no Chiddush of the Shtei Alechem. There's no Avoid, there's nothing done to the Shtei Alechem, only eating it, and you can't eat a Betumah. So what do you mean it's brought Betumah? You want to tell me the Korbanos that's brought with it, the Shalmi Tzibur? The Mishnah already says Shalmi Tzibur, so you only have four, not five. For Yanan Chamisha Tanan, our Mishnah says clearly five. Says the Gemara's Kasha, the Teretz is, if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yossi, Elik Sub Rabbi Yossi, Tumo Hutra B'Tzibur. You have to say Rabbi Yossi Shita is, that any time you bring in a Korban Tzibur, if anything is Tumo, it's Mamish Hutra. Hutra means you're even allowed to eat it. So now it's good. If you bring the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, even though there's no Avodah, the only thing to be done with the Shtei Alechem is to eat it. He holds, since Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur, it's Namish Hutra, you're allowed to do it, you're even allowed to eat it also. So according to Reb Yossi, he holds that it's Hutra, you're allowed to eat it, that's why it's good. Our Mishnah says that the Shtei Alechem is brought on Shavuos, it's called brought even though it's Tumah, because you're allowed to eat it. For the Gemara, that's not true. That's not Reb Yossi Shita. For a time, you learn the Gemara in Yuma. Echot zeh v'yechot zeh. Whether the Kohen Gadol or else the Kohen that burns the Pura on Yom Kippur. Rashi says, Rashi, yes, the bottom, first one, the big lines. Echad zev, echad zev. Echad Kohen Aserv, Esa Pura. Whether the Kohen that's burning the Pura on Yom Kippur. The Echad Kohen Gadol, or it could be with the Kohen that's burning the Pura Duma. His Echad Kohen Aserv, Esa Pura. Whether any Kohen that burns the Pura Duma, so he becomes Tamei. The Yechot Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, or Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, Sheatunin Prisha Shivas Yomim. These two Kohanim, the Lacher is that Bishas the Kohen burns the Paraduma, or Bishas the Kohen Gadol does the Avoid on Yom Kippur, Chiti has to be Torah. So the Mishnah says, Asachoka, 7 days before they do it, they're mafresh them, and we know as if maybe they were Tomei, therefore the Brisa says, Tan Yechot Zev Yechot Zev, whether it's a Kohen that's burning the Paraduma, or whether it's a Kohen Gadol, Masin Olav Kol Shiva. All the 7 days before Yom Kippur, we're mazda. We take the mechatas and the poraduma, and we spritz it on him. Because we have a suffix, maybe he touched the mace before him, maybe he has a tumas mace, and we want to make sure this coin is tor to do the avoid on Yom Kippur. So therefore, 7 days before, every day, we're mazda on him. We spritz the mechatas on him. Mikol chatoy soyashom. From all the poradumas that were there. Divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Rabbi Yossi Shita is no. And mazda nolad elish lish yeshvi bovad. What are you going to do it every day for? Even on Sadi, he touched the mace before him. If you have Tumas mace, all you have to do is the third day, you have to spritz mechatas, and the seventh day. The second is Amageya, the fourth, the fifth is Amageya. He says it's enough just to make the spritzing of the mechatas just the third and seventh day, Bavad. That's all. So So in order that when it comes Yom Kippur and the Kohen does the Avodah, even if he was Tameh, now for sure he's Torah. That's Rabbi Yosi Shita. Now the kasha is, if you're going to tell me, Ksava Rabbi Yosi, Tum Hutra B'tziba, that Rabbi Yosi Shita is any Korban Tziba, the din is the mamas Hutra. Hutra means, there's no din Tum on the gate of Korban Tziba. That means even though the Kohen Gadol was Tameh, he does not have to make himself Torah. Since the Avodah the Kohen Gadol does on Yom Kippur is called Karbonat Tzibur, he's doing everything for the Tzibur, and you're telling me now it's Hutra B'Tzibur, means even if he's Tameh, he would be allowed to do the Avodah. So why does Rabbi Yosi say you have to be Mazda 7 days beforehand? The third and the seventh day, we make the Mechatas on him in order that Lui Tzvi, he was Tameh, we want to make him Torah. What do you have to make him Torah for? If you tell me Rabbi Yosi holds Tum Hutra B'Tzibur, Lomli Azor Klau, what do you have to make Azor altogether? Hutra means there's no Issa Tum at all, even if you tell me a lot of mamas go do the Avodah. So you see clearly Rabbi Yosi holds no, Tum is only Dechuya B'Tzibur. Dechuya means if there's no other way out, then you're allowed to do it. But if we have other ways out, you're supposed to only do it for Tyra. Therefore here, 7 days before Yom Kippur, we have a way out. Let's try and make sure the Kohen Gadol is Torah. That's why 7 days before him, we have to make Mafashim, set him aside, and the third and seventh day, we'll make the Azoyas Mechatis. If Rabbi Yosi holds that Tumra is only the Chuyah, send him back to the Kashra again. Why does our Mishnah say the Lechem upon him is brought to Tumah, the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos? What do you mean it's brought? The Shtei HaLechem is only eaten. And you're telling me now if it's Tumah, you can't eat it. And you're telling Rabbi Yosi holds that Tzitz is not Meratzah on Achilles. So it's Tzitz like it's a Tumah Dika Shtei HaLechem. What do you mean it's brought? So the Mori Allah Machvarta Masifim Lot Rabbi Yosi. You have to say true, our Mishnah does not go according to Rabbi Yosi. Because our Mishnah says the Shtei HaLechem is brought for Tumah. See, our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Lezer Shito that the Tzitz is Meratzah on Eichlin. Therefore, the Shtei HaLechem, since it's called an Eichel, and the Tzitz helps on Eichlin, is considered a good carbon. But according to Rabbi Yosi, that the Tzitz does not help on the Eichlin, it's considered like nothing. It's a Tomadik Shtei HaLechem. It's not edible. It's not Roy for the carbon. It's not called you brought the Shtei HaLechem. So the more now. Omalei Rav Popol Abaya. For Rabbi Yosi, we had the Braisa before, Modna Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi before says, we had before Machloikis, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Lezer. Whether by a carbon, you have Alamo the Zerikas Adam, and then you have the Basar. That Rabbi Yeshua says it only kosher to make a Zerikas Adam if you have Basar. If there's no Basar left, if either it got lost or became Tomei, we have Yeshua Shitzvij, you can't make the Zerikas Adam. We have Lezer Shitzvij, yes. You could make the Zerikas Adam. He also, you can have the dam even though there's no Basar. That was the Machloikis he had before. We have less than Yeshua. And the Gemara says the Machloikis both by Zvachin, by Karbonis, and by Munachas also. Now before we had a Modna Brice to Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says he likes what Yeshua said, and he also likes what Rabbi Lezer says. The Gemara says, Pella, how can he like both of them? It's the Machloikis, he can't hold from both of them. For the Gemara, Omalei Rapopol Abaya. For Rabbi Yosi, Shtoro, Mizaka Levetrei. How could you have a star, a check, that says both of you get money? Usually a check is IOU, saying I owe you the money. So you're getting the money, not me. You never have a check, a star that says we both get money. There's no such star like that. How can you take a star and mezaklev on two sides of it? The Tanya, we have before the Brice like this. Omer Rabbi Yosi, Royani is Dibri Rabbi Lezer B'Zvachim. I like what Rabbi Lezer said by Zvachim, that watch, you can have the dam even though there's no Basar. And he also said, V'Dibri Rabbi Yeshua B'Zvachim. I also like what Rabbi Yeshua said by Zvachim. Now that's a stira. How could you open both of them? Vaiti said also, V'Dibri Rabbi Lezer B'Mnachis, V'Dibri Rabbi Yeshua B'Mnachis. I like what they both said by Mnachis also, but they're both stiras. One said you can only make a mincha if the Shirayim is Torah, and Rabbi Yeshua says no, you can only make a mincha. Rabbi Lezer said you can make the mincha even though the Shirayim is not Torah. So it's a stira. How could you like both of them? So it was saying like this now. He meant to say, that even though the buster is Tomei and got lost, still you're allowed to make a Zerikas Adam. And he also said, if there's no dam, you can't eat the buster. And the main buster, if the buster became Tomei and got lost, ain't dam. This is the period. So that's the kasha. How can you build like both of them? It's a serum. If you hold the buster became Tomei, are you allowed to make the Zerikas Adam or you're not allowed to make it? How could you all say you like both of them? And also, Shver Nabi Yosi, you also said,
I like what Reb Lezer said by Melachis, that what? Show you why now. Koinis, you're allowed to make the kemitza and burn the kemitza. Afal pi shen shem shrayim. Even though all the leftover part of the mincha is tamei, and you're not allowed to eat the shrayim. Still, you're allowed to make the kemitza. And he also said, v'divir Reb Yeshua ben Melachis. But I also like what Reb Yeshua said about Hilchus Melachis. Show you why now. What did he say? In ein shem shrayim, no. If all the leftover part of the flour is tamei, the mincha is tamei, ein koinis. You're not allowed to take the handful and burn it. In main kaimis, if there's no kemitza, ain't shrayim, you can't eat the shrayim. So, but it's a modern zacher of Yosef. How could you say he holds like both of them? Omalei, he meant to say like this. Mistabra kamer, he didn't mean to say he holds like both of them. He just meant to say it's a svara. This is what they both said. That, and as he said like this, kikoi bezvachim, when Rav Yosef was learning mesecht bezvachim, Omri said, Mistabra, I understand that kihecha de plugi bezvachim. The same way there's a machlokes we have lezen Yeshua by a zevach, by a korban, plugi naibe b'mnochis. The same machlokes applies to mnochis also. And you should not say the pasuk only says dam and bosa by a korban, but not by a mincha, you should know no. Even by a mincha, there's no dam, but the kemitza, taking the handful of the flour and putting on the mizbeach, that's like dam. Now, koi b'mnochis, when Rav Yosef was learning the Sechta Menachis, he also said the same thing. Oma Mestavrom, that Kihecha the Pligi Menachis. The same way I see it by Sechta Menachis. There's a Machlaikas Rav Yeshua, and Rav Lezer Yishinom, Pligi Nami Bezlochim. So that's all Rav Yosef meant to say. He didn't mean to say he himself holds like both of them. He just meant to say, the same way I see the Yagyu by Zvochim, the Yagyu by Menachis. And the same way the Yagyu by Menachis, the Yagyu by Zvochim. What do I hold? He's not saying what I hold. He's just saying that those two machloikasin go both places. Omelet Sigmar says like this. That what you want to say is holding by Mesech Tzvachim. So he says the same way I see the argue here, they also argue by Menachis. That's good. Why? Why would I think they don't argue by Menachis? The Ika Kroi Kiksidi Tzvachim Tzibim. Because the pasuk of V'yasisar L'Sechu Adam V'yabosar is talking about Taboser and Dam, that's Zvachim. So I would think Yikam Machlokes is only by a Zevach, by a Korban. There Rabbi Yeshua says, if the meat got lost and became Tamei, you're not allowed to make the Zrikas a Dam. But by Menachis, there's no Posek, I would think maybe not like that. So it's good why he had to tell us, just like the Yagya by Zvachim, they also Yagya by Menachis. That was good. But the second part is Shvim. Eliki Koi by Menachis. But when he was learning the Sechta of Menachis, the Yomer and he said, Mistavra, you understand, it's a Svara, Kiyecha, the Pligi of Menachis. The same way you have this Machlokes, you have Yeshua and Rav Lezer by Hichas Menachis, Pligi Nami Bezvachim, what's the Chiddush here? Vo'ika Kroi Bezvachim Udiksivi. If you're telling me the Yagya by Menachis, Pshita, the Pshat is, that they learn it out from Zvachim, because the Psukim that Yeshua Darshins, the Yosisa, Lasecha, Abos of Yadam, is talking about Bosser and Dam by Korban. So once you tell, if I know they're arguing by Menachis, Pshita they're arguing by Zvachim. So that can't be Pshat of Yosef just telling me that they argue both places. Elo like Kasha. Now Vadi of Yosef meant to say, I hold La Loch like both of them. That's the Kasha. How could you hold like both of them? They're both steer with the Gazachin. You can't hold like both of them. Either you hold like Reb Lezer or Reb Yeshua. Tomorrow says, he meant to say like this. Royani yes divri Reb Lezer. I like what Reb Lezer says, Benitma. That if the meat just became Tomei, but since the meat is around, then he holds like Reb Lezer, you could make a Zrikas Adam. Even though you're not allowed to eat the meat, so what? Of the divri of Yeshua be yavid v'sorif. But let's say the meat got lost, it got burnt out, then Rabbi Yosef holds like Yeshua. What does that mean? The nitma, my time, why does he say if the meat is around just tummy? You could make the Zerikas Adam, Mishum the Meratze Tzitz, because the Tzitz is Meratze. For the Gemara, Shamet Lei, Le Rabbi Yosef di Omar, Ein HaTzitz Meratze Lachilas. What do you want to tell me? The reason why Tumah is better, because the Tzitz is Meratze, the Tzitz helps for Tumah, but the Tzitz only helps for Dam, not for the Bosser. So why does Rabbi Yosef say that if the meat is here, just Tomei, then you could make the Zrikas Adam? For why? You want to tell me because of the Tzitz doesn't help on Achilles. Elo Teretz is like this, Elo Lakashia. Royani as Divri Ablezer B'tzibur. He meant to say a difference, not between a Toma, not whether the meat is Tomei or the meat got lost or burned. The Nafkamina is if it's Korban Tzibur or Korban Yochid. I mean, it's like this. Royani is Divri Ablezer, that you can make the Zrikas Adam, even though the meat is not here, that's Betziba by Korban Tzibur. And Royani is Divri Yeshua, but I like what Reb Yeshua says, that if the meat is not around, only the Dam, you're not allowed to make the Zrikas Adam, that's Biyochit, by a Korban Diyochit. But what's the Nafkamina? Betziba, my timer, what do you want to tell me by Korban Tzibur he holds? that even though the meat is lost, still you're allowed to make this rigas adam. Mishum the tum hutra betzibur. But you tell me that tum is mutter betzibur. Therefore, even though the boser is tumay, so what? You're allowed to do it. That's what we want to say. That's the Rabbi Yosef Gemara Chodo. One, you can't say that the Shamal of Rabbi Yosef Yomar tum adchuyi betzibur. We already brought a raya before that Rabbi Yosef Shita is. That they say a korban tzibur is brought betuma. That's only the dichu. There's no other way out. But if you have another way out, it's not brought. That's why Rabbi Yosef said the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur, we ought to make sure he becomes Torah and splits the mechatas on him the Yom Shlishi Yom Shvi. Why? Because on Yom Kippur we want to make sure he's Torah. So you see, you don't say tum is hutra b'tzibur. You don't care if he's tummy not. You got to do it. No, we do care. Metchili, you have to make sure he's Torah. See here also. So once you say it's only dechuya and the tzitz does not help on the achilles, so why is it good by korban tzibur? It's one kasha. The yoit. Even tzibur, if we're talking about a korban tzibur, we have leza machshir. For Lord of Yeshua, you want to say a korban tzibur only? We have leza says it's kosher, not Rav Yeshua. For the Gemara Amrit, that was a parrot we said before on the top of the omelet. We said it already before that even Rav Yeshua, who Amrit b'tzibur, I feel